Game is Big Dummy, 206-803
Big Dummy!
Hello, Lindsay. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola. Lindsay, are you on Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
Team Sober. I'm at work.
All right, Lindsay. Is that your coworker talking in the background?
Who do you have hostage?
No, they're here, but the radio's on too, so.
All right, turn it down.
Turn down the radio because you're doing important stuff.
We turned it down.
Excellent. Right. Thank you, Lindsay. All right, you're going to be a contestant on a game show. What are you taking, Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune, Price is Right, or Survivor?
I'm going to do Wheel of Fortune.
Okay.
No one ever does it.
There we go. You know, I screamed that when I orgasmed. Somebody here says, the reason no one eats pigeons in the U.S. is because most pigeons live in a city and they eat nasty trash. Most places that eat pigeon are eating field pigeon. All right, listen. I hear what you're saying. Crabs are delicious. You know what they eat?
Garbage.
Garbage.
Lobster.
Shrimp are delicious. You know what they eat? Pigs eat any freaking thing. I'm telling you, the worse the diet of the animal, the more convinced I am they'd be delicious. We might have, like, just the culinary...
Clams.
Climax.
Mussels.
Right.
All those things eat crap.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm telling you, if you tell me that this animal has a horrible diet, that is an animal that I want to eat. That's all I'm saying. Like, if I were a cannibal, I would only go after people that are eating junk food.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eating no vegan.
You ain't going to catch the vegan either.
Yeah. All right. Here is your question. The moon Io orbits what planet?
Pluto.
Not a planet. Neptune?
Jupiter.
Neptune, okay.
No, it's Jupiter.
I don't know why I said Pluto.
Well, Pluto does have a moon. It's one of the, I mean,
sure.
Size-wise, they're almost twins.
Mm-hmm.
They apparently have crashed into each other.
Yeah, that is their belief.
Yeah. Robin's racing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, seriously, they got a picture of it. Looks like a bottom of a snowman. Two balls.
That's a different asteroid. Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, that's a little bit farther out than Pluto, because of course I know this. But yeah,
the asteroid, there is two balls, but when the moon...
It looks like a peanut, kind
of. And Pluto got together for a little while, they look like two balls. So maybe that was the sun, the asteroid.
Kind of like the stress balls.
Yeah, smaller ones.
All right, your question. Mount Everest is located on the border of the Chinese region of Tibet and what other country?
Can you repeat that one more time?
I sure can. Mount Everest
is
located on the border of the Chinese region of Tibet and what other country?
Oh, snap.
Wait a minute.
I don't even know.
Are you talking about the side of it? Like which side it's on, like the south side compared to the north side?
Basically, yeah. Okay, it's Tibet and what other country?
Work here, take charts.
Once again, bedroom colors, here are the seven words you can't
dirty
say
mouth.
On the radio.
Crying at it.
Sucker, mother and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now, back to the program.
Pakistan?
No brown words. No brown words.
You got the south end, which is India, and then you got the north side, which is Nepal.
Nepal.
Oh.
Okay.
Nepalese.
Is that Nepalese? Some people call it nipple. Nepal. Is it Nepal? Is it
Napoleons?
Napoleons?
Now that I'm saying it, is that Napoles?
Are they Napoles? Or is that like
well, that's what
type?
You say in a bar when you don't believe what they're saying. Nepalese.
Nepali.
Nepali.
It is Nepali.
They're the Nepali. All right.
What's up, Nepali? Nepali want a cracker. That's why I don't go to Nepal, see? All right, Lindsay, your question, how long is a fortnight?
There's enough of those there.
How long is a fortnight?
A fortnight, yes.
2 yards.
Is it 7 days?
Favorite answer of the day. It's 2 weeks to 14 days.
Lindsay, where do you work?
I'm flagging that.
I work at the shipyard in Bremerton, Washington.
Okay. Did you feel the earthquake the other day?
The one they said about today, actually. No, I did not. I was actually getting up for work. I wonder if that's when my daughter woke up.
Well, there
but I didn't.
There was one yesterday and then one again today?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, a little bit.
It's rumbling.
All right, your question. What is the name of Earth's moon? What is the name of Earth's moon?
I don't know. Hold on.
What do you mean, hold on?
Well, what are you doing?
Earth, moon? Wouldn't it be the same moon?
Yeah, what is the name?
What's the name of it, though?
She's like, she said, would it just be Moon?
Yeah, like your son.
Oh, your
son. You have a son. He's got a name.
Luna.
Ah, Leslie, you're crushing it today.
God.
Is it just Moon?
I'm definitely crushing it.
Five.
I mean, she's not wrong. We never call it Luna.
We just call it the Moon.
The Moon.
I mean, but do you look at your daughter and call her, come here, the daughter? I mean, it's just not.
I think Earth should have a different name for a while.
But what?
Well, how often do we look at the moon and be like, Luna?
Well, that's where you get lunatic from, right? The idea of the full moon makes people crazy.
True.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, there, Luna.
What up, Luna?
What's up, Luna?
Tick.
If you spread it out, it's not as insulting.
So Nelly and his group, the St. Lunatics,
mm-hmm.
It's not because they're from St. Louis. Is they're big fans of the moon?
Maybe. You have to ask Nelly. He probably like, dumbass to come from St. Louis. All right. Your question, what is the name of the Scooby-Doo gang's van?
Yeah.
Scooby-Doo van.
The Scooby-Doo van, V-A-N.
Wasn't it just called the van?
Yeah, van.
Yeah, the one they drove around in.
Oh, my goodness. I watched that as a kid, too.
The Shag Wagon.
I want to say there might be one in town. There was for a while.
Yeah, somebody.
When I lived in Enumclaw, there was somebody who would go to the high school, and they had this van.
Yeah.
It was wild.
Isn't it the Mystery Machine?
There it is.
Finally got in your wheelhouse.
Lindsay was outstanding. What does she say, 2 yards?
Yeah. Don't worry, we're going to hear it
How
again.
How long is a fortnight? 2 yards!
That's
pretty long.